Hi, Bob Rehm here with A Moment for Purity. True story, sad story. I received a call recently from a friend of a friend of a friend. I didn't know them. And here's her story. The mom was home in the afternoon, and there was a knock on the door. When she opened the door, there were several policemen there with a warrant to seize all the computers in the household and to question a young person in the house that I'll call Joe Pervert. So the mom was horrified, had no clue what was going on. Calls her husband, who, by the way, was a pastor. All the computers were taken by the time the dad got there, and their son, along with the mom as an escort, were taken down to the police station for questioning. The young man I'll call Joe Pervert was 12 years old. He had learned how to access pornography on computers from his youth group. The pornography he had seen were all adults, and so he ventured on and found pornography featuring people his own age. His age group, though, was considered child porn. And he had been caught in a child porn sting run by the federal government. The father, the pastor, distraught, called to say, "What do I do? How'd I get into this mess?" He confessed to being naive and ignorant on things that were technical in nature, such as computers and all the computer software. So we spent the next couple hours on the phone talking about what to do or what not to do. What I'd like to focus on is that if you're rich enough, and if you're wise enough to have a computer, then by all means, you should be smart enough to know that pornographers have targeted and are targeting children. They're going after our children. They've already saturated the market share for adult males, and with 30% to 40% of females claiming that they also are addicted to pornography, the next logical market for them to go to are children. If you own a computer, by all means, you need to figure out how to put parental controls on your computers. At the very least, what you can do is download a program called Covenant Eyes. On my website called momentforpurity.com, it's called www.momentforpurity.com, there's a link for Covenant Eyes. Go to my website, click on the link. It's a passive monitoring system. You can set it up so that whatever anyone accesses on any electronic device that can access the internet, it could be a laptop computer, a desktop computer, an iPad or some type of tablet, or your smartphone, anything that has access to the internet is now a conduit for pornography to come into the possessor of that electronic device. At the very minimum, you should have Covenant Eyes established on your computers or on your platforms, anything that can access the internet, so that once a week you receive a report of every website that has been accessed on your computer. If you're doing childcare, if you have grandchildren, if you have your nieces or nephews, or if you have the neighbor kids over, if you have any child in your house that comes over and they want to use an electronic device, you are at danger of them accessing pornography, and you need to know what's going on and access it. So please go to the website, www.momentforpurity.com, click on the link called Covenant Eyes, and download the program. They'll walk you through the steps. It's a passive monitoring system, and you will receive a report. You can set yourself up to receive a report of every website that's been accessed through your electronic device. Don't be naive. Don't be foolish. Don't be literally caught with your pants down. And don't allow the exposure of pornography to come into your loved ones, particularly the naive young ones. The young man I called Joe Pervert really was just Joe Curious. It's really sad he got off with a warning on probation, but it was a lesson learned and a hard lesson learned for the whole family. Learn, please learn from this sad story.